Notice what happens. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king enraged, and his anger burned in him. I think the king got up when he had sent these chamberlains. He said, "Now I've got a real surprise for you. I want you to see my queen, and she'll be brought in with a crown royal upon her." And she must have been a beauty. But when the order came over for her to come, she refused. And don't tell me women didn't have rights in that day, because this woman could turn this down. She certainly wasn't forced to come. Now, the king is drunk, and this makes him angry. To begin with, he's embarrassed. Imagine having one of these chamberlains come up and whisper in his ear. And the king says, "Well, where is the queen?" And the chamberlain says, "She won't come. She says she's not coming." And now the king's embarrassed. He's got to offer some explanation to the guests that are there, and apparently several thousand at this banquet. Then the king said to the wise men who knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was Carshena, Shether, Admatha, Tarshish, Meres, Messina, Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, who saw the king's face and who sat at the first in the kingdom. In other words, these men were his cabinet. They were the ones that met with him privately and personally, just like the cabinet meets with the president of the United States. And there are a great many others out in the different departments probably never see the president. Well, these men did. Now he calls a meeting of his cabinet, because this really is very serious. May sound silly to us today. Here's a queen won't come. Why not forget it and go on to something else, have some entertainment at the banquet, which I'm sure he did. But believe me, he calls a meeting of the cabinet, these men, for their advice. What are you going to do in an embarrassing moment like this? Well, the question was, verse 15, "What shall we do unto the queen Vashti, according to law? Because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains." And apparently, friend, there was no law that they could exercise. We hear today a great deal about the fact that back in those days women were chattels. And it is true that in many cases that was so. But apparently this woman had a great deal of freedom, and there's no law that could force her to come. So they're going to have to come up with a very severe and harsh law. And here it is, and this man Memucan speaks. He's the spokesman here. And let me read verse 16. "And Memucan answered before the king and the princess, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes, to all the people who are in the provinces of the king Ahasuerus." Now, I want to introduce this little fellow to you. Memucan is a henpecked husband. He's really henpecked. And he's disturbed by this, because if the queen gets by with this, this little fellow wouldn't want to go home. He's a Mr. Milquetoast, and I don't think he had very much to say in his own home. I think his wife made most of the decisions. I think that's one of the reasons that he speaks out here. There are many men today that where they work, they take orders from others. They never express themselves. And when they're at home, the wife won't let them express themselves. And that's the reason that they speak when they're on a church board. That's the reason you have to listen to some language sometimes that makes no contribution to the welfare or any development of the kingdom of God here on earth, because of the fact that they're just talking and generally make suggestions that are not good to begin with. Well, Memucan is a little henpecked husband, and he's going to speak now because this is his chance. He's one of the princes in the kingdom, and he's this kind of a man. I heard the story about the man. He was also a Mr. Milquetoast, a little henpecked fellow. He came into his office one day where he worked, and he went around to the different people he worked with. He said, "You know, my wife says I'm a model husband." And finally came to a hard-boiled secretary and said to her, You know, my wife says I'm a model husband. And everybody else was commending him. And this hard-boiled secretary, she didn't commend him, says, why don't you look that up in the dictionary? And you won't be so proud of it. He looked it up in the dictionary. And he found out what a model husband was. A model, he found out, is a small imitation of the real thing. And that's what Memucan is. He's a small imitation of the real thing.